What's up, nerds and friends and people? Welcome to the Autosave Podcast. Now, we would normally call these saves or episodes. We're going to call them saves. You're here for the beginning, so you'll be in on the joke. So, I am Cosmic, aka Cosmosis Jones, aka the great and powerful Cos. And with me, I got my boy Crash Fistfight, aka Crashin' the Boys, aka Crash Multiplayer Matt from Call of Duty 4. What's going on, Crash?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Muted, right?
Okay. You are good. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff that we've had to keep to ourselves for a week.
Yeah, because we wanted to do this last week, but it didn't come out. Like we were like, let's play Apex.
And then that was the week.
And that was the week. Yeah. So you want to give a little rundown on what we got going on for our episode? We got some new viewers. No viewers. So
that's what's important. But the thing is we're here, and that's all that really matters.
That's all that matters.
All right, quick rundown. We're going to introduce ourselves because people need to know if we're qualified or not. If we're going to walk into the equivalent of Ron Swanson walking into a Home Depot, we know more than you.
We're not qualified.
We're not at all.
No. We'll have fun.
In the end, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
I'm going to show my lackluster video game collection. We're going to talk about a video game store experience that I had last week.
Yeah.
That I'm actually still kind of like, I'm really excited to talk about it, but I'm still kind of ticked about it, and I know I'm going to work myself up.
That's okay.
And then a couple of things, what we're playing, what you're playing, what I'm playing, what I have been playing, and I have not even mentioned to you yet, except something, which is good. And then just some random other
shit. Yeah, so listeners, if you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/theautosavepodcast, and if you're listening to us on whatever platform we publish the audio on, thank you. We don't know where that's going to be yet, but thank you.
No idea.
Yeah, so feel free to follow us, both of us, on Instagram, as well as our podcast, The Autosave Pod, on Instagram. We got Crash Fistfight Live on Instagram, and then we got Cosmic, K-A-Z-M-I-I-K. So let's start us off with some stuff that you got going on.
Some stuff that I've got going on?
I know you have like your collection that you want to tell us about, because I can feel it, like, I can feel it seething out of you, seeping.
So I got to remember that this isn't just on Twitch, and that there's going to be like maybe one person in Russia listening to this.
Yeah.
But
I would fucking hope.
So this could actually segue kind of nicely. I know both you and I've
Russia?
Spent. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We both have our experiences working for the video game giant retailer known as GameStop.
Yes.
And I spent...
They who shall not be named?
soon will not be named, unfortunately, with the way things are going there. But
good.
I spent on and off 7 years on and off working for the company. And I spent a whole lot of time... Well, working there, you know, you don't make a lot of money.
No.
Yeah, no, you get enough money for gas to get to your job every week. Yeah. But
The perk was getting to check out games, because the money you weren't making, they were letting you check out games. They're like, pay you peanuts, check out this game for free for like, what was it, a week, 4 days?
It depends on honestly where you worked at. For most stores, it was 2 days, but for my store, it was like, until you bring it back, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it depends on the game too, but
yeah,
I digress.
What I liked about that job, though, is you were never really surprised by a game coming out. Like,
no.
Which is also kind of like it's a curse also, because there's no surprise anymore.
Yeah.
But I got one of the only that we got like four of them in, and I don't know how, the Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker Big Boss Pack PSP.
That's the camo one, right?
This is the camo one. Now, I had that, and there was a couple things. I would always trade in my games if I bought something.
Right.
Beat it. Trade it in, because obviously you're not making enough money to keep them. There was a couple things that I bought that I never traded in. It was the no trade list, and that was one of them for a while, until I was forced to sell it. Well, I just got one. I bought it on eBay, and here it is now.
Yeah, so if you guys are listening to us, you can check it out. We'll post a pic to Instagram.
There is one already on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Some of the games that I bought.
On yours or on ours?
On mine. I could post some to ours. That's a good idea.
Cool. Yeah, we'll post some stuff that we show to our Instagram, to the podcast Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So what's funny is I sold this PSP in probably 2012 for $35, I think.
Oh.
I just bought that one. $140,
yeah.
Which is lower than what they normally are. So
it's disgusting.
It's in near mint condition. There's one dead pixel, RIP. But other than that, you know I haven't been online, and it's because I've been playing that, and what I have been playing on that. I didn't bring it down here. I don't have the case. But we'll get to that.
I don't.
So I have. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I don't have a very extensive collection. What I collect is, this wasn't really prepared, but I collect the pop figures.
Okay.
So right now
I did not know. This is news to me.
I have like 25 of them. I don't have anywhere to put them, but I have like all Marvel. I really want to collect all the Marvel ones. Like I have Ant-Man. Bunch of the Avengers, Thor. I don't have Iron Man yet, but I'm that's something that I collect. I don't really I collect games, but now it's more of digitally.
Oh yeah, the good segue into that. But continue.
Well, I have I go through phases where I'm like, I'm gonna collect all the games, I'm gonna buy everything on a disc, collect it.
Yeah.
And then like you were saying, like you don't have money to buy games, so when you're working at GameStop you would trade shit in. I can do that. And the reason why I collect them digitally now is because I don't have that option. I can't be like, oh, Sony, can you return my game for, like, Sony store credit? I mean, which would be awesome, now that I think about it. But, yeah, I don't have that option, so it forces me to keep all my games. So I'm kind of building up a digital library.
Now, the question is, this is something that I've just dealt with as soon as I got this PSP.
Yeah.
On the top, it says WLAN. And that's the Wi-Fi. This is the newest. There's a PSP that was released. It was the PSP Street, but it was only released in Europe and Japan, I think. It never came out here. So this is the newest model PSP that was released in America. Will not connect to my Wi-Fi.
Why?
I am the least qualified person to talk about Wi-Fi and how it works and all that, but there is no way to connect it. I mean, there is a way. There's a way to do it, but right out of the gate, there's no way to do it. I have a 1000 model, won't connect to it. So that's why I decided to collect, because there's games on the PSN that you can't get anymore. I think Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the arcade game, can't buy that anymore. Good.
Really? You can't buy that anymore?
I'm almost positive.
I had it on my Xbox 360.
Well, break out the Xbox 360.
Sold.
I think that's the only way that you're going to be able to play it. So that is that's a huge reason.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably get a ROM for it, like an arcade ROM, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're not making any money off of it now, so I guess you can morally do that without issue.
Probably.
As far as games go, what's your preferred? What's your grease? What greases your
My wheels.
What greases your gears, man?
Greases
what
your gears.
What gets you juicy?
Ooh. What gets me juicy? Yeah.
Eric, I want to know what gets you juicy. Kaz, what gets you juicy?
Crash. Well.
I told you it was going to happen.
Yeah, no, it'll happen the first couple saves.
Gears.
I honestly play everything. The only thing that does not grease my gears, really, are RTSs. Wait, RTS. The tactical, like your favorite, one of your favorites, StarCraft.
Oh, real-time strategy, yeah.
RTS, yeah. So, like that, like Final Fantasy Tactics. It's just Fire Emblem. Those games don't necessarily resonate with me because I'm not...
So those are the strategy. I call them grid-based strategy.
Yeah.
There's the grid-based, and then the real-time strategy is like the Command & Conquer, the StarCraft, and all that.
Yeah, I tried so many times to play... What was the... XCOM. I couldn't do XCOM.
Yeah, that one... Well, yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's permadeath, and you have to really hate yourself to play a game with permadeath on your characters, like Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
But I more gravitate towards FPSs, shooters, any sort of shooter... RPGs. RPGs, regular RPGs, I have not been into lately just because time. And every time I get online, Every time I get online, everybody's like, yo, we play in Apex? Or yo, we play in Anthem? And I'm like, ugh, I want to play Kingdom Hearts. But everybody is on. What am I going to do? That's five-man
league.
You're
not going to play Kingdom Hearts.
No. You know? I was so lucky the other night. I got to play Kingdom Hearts for like 5 hours.
I was like, how are you liking that, by the way?
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. At first, it was super like... It was really weird to get used to because the dialogue is so... It's slow, like the way they talk. Have you been playing it?
I got to Tangled World.
I just got to Twilight Town.
Yeah.
Or no.
Oh, I was there. Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah. And then you can go elsewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... I only ever really played the first one and beat it. And I started the second one, and I was like, the fuck is this guy? No. And then I stopped. And then it just, I've been trying, like, over the years, like, I bought all the remasters and go to play them, and I'm just like, I don't know.
They were so much fun when they were on PS2.
Like, I remember, now... I was late to the party for the first one.
Yeah.
And I still played it, and I was like, man, this is awesome. This is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, they're a lot different to play now. I mean, the third one definitely brings up the fighting like a lot faster and a lot more smooth, but I'm really enjoying it so far. Now that I'm actually past the beginning, like tutorial area, like it's like Hercules' area, it's a lot of fun and everything is just super well done.
It just shows how far behind like releases we are.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, Kingdom Hearts is not going to get done. And I was like, I hadn't bought Metro yet. And then DMC5 came out. I'm like, oh my God.
This is how far behind I am with Metro. I need to beat Metro 2033.
That's a start.
You'll need to do that.
You'll start not there first, and then, though. Yeah.
And then you hit Last Light and then Exodus. But
that's why I really think we're going to, you know, we're going to get into a groove, at least for the podcast, where we're playing certain games. I've got so many games backlogged and so many games that I could really have a new game every week just out of the collection I have. The collection's not massive by any means. It's my PS4 collection is like massive, but
yeah, I have all of the disc games I own, aside from like God of War and jeez, what do I even got over here? Tomb Raider. Like the second Tomb Raider. Yeah, Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, the only one I've beaten out of all of these games that I have, like I have Detroit Become Human, Monster Hunter, Ghost Recon. I even have like South Park, Fractured But Whole.
Fractured But Whole?
Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Like the only one that I've beaten is God of War. Cat. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, man. God of War was so good.
And I still have to beat Nier Automata.
Yeah, that one, I'm trying. I beat the first phase, I beat the first playthrough, and I'm halfway through the second. I'm just kind of like, man, I want to play Apex.
Right? That game is surprisingly fun. Like, even if you just play no shits, die every time, like, you're getting experience in, and it's a lot of fun.
It's just too good. But, you know, I have... I'm big on eBay for buying games, at least. And I've got a pretty good watch list going, and I'm always looking at something, and I'm always buying something.
Money to do it.
What's that?
I said, you have money to do it, you a po-po.
Maybe not.
the money part?
I don't have a job.
Oh.
I don't have a job. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I do. I'm a po-po. I'm the popo for show. What I was leading into is my video game experience.
Oh,
of a video game store.
Yeah,
it is called.
You told me about this, but I've never heard of this store.
I'm gonna call it. I'm calling it right out. They're never gonna hear it, so whatever. It's called New Super Game Time. And
is this like only around us?
Yes, this is a completely like. As far as I know, I've never seen one, and when you Google it, it's the only one that comes up.
Right.
I walked in because I had heard about it, and I walked in with my wife, and I had the biggest smile on my face. Mm. I had never seen more rare games brand new, sealed, more rare, limited edition systems. Do you remember the Resident Evil 4 or 5 Xbox 360, the red one that came out?
Yeah.
They have it there.
They what, have was that one, really? What was that one really, store? Guys? That one store that was downtown.
Oh, that was Get Your Game On.
Get Your Game On. That, they closed, they had a lot of stuff too, yeah.
They had some rare stuff, but I'm talking like, I mean... Sorry, I have a cat that's going nuts right now. I apologize.
She wants to hump things.
She wants to hump things, and she wants to piss everywhere. So,
yeah, no, we don't want pissing cats.
It is what it is. So, you go in. They've got like they got a giant statue of Master Chief. They got a giant statue of Spider-Man. I've never seen a better, more beautiful collection of everything. And they have their systems. They just have a whole wall of Dreamcast, a whole wall of 360s, all different models. They've got the rare stuff behind
systems.
It. Yeah.
Like a whole wall of different systems, different collector's editions or whatever systems.
Of everything. And then I'm like, this, I even said to the employee, because there's a place around here that I always go to and I can't recommend enough is Disc Replay.
Oh, I love Disc Replay.
They're in the Midwest, in Michigan, in Ohio, and the other one, Indiana.
I
think they got a couple, and they're really great. And my favorite thing about it is you go in and they don't even talk to you. They're younger kids. Some people might get upset by that, but like I said, me going into the game store is like Ron Swanson and Home Depot. I know more than you.
Yeah.
So they help when they can, and
plus you have a mustache, or you can grow a mustache,
and that automatically makes me
better, like Ron Swanson.
More like Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
That's what I think everybody should aspire to be.
Of course.
And then I looked at a price. And we're talking, I crunched some numbers here, and this is just from my most recent one. Let's see. Mortal Kombat 4 for the Nintendo 64, $49.99. I looked at the video game price charts. It's a website that is almost everybody goes by. So it was just the N64, nothing special about it. $49.99 on the website, loose $17.79 for a complete in the box, $32.12.
Wow.
So I looked on eBay. I found Mortal Kombat 4 and Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero Mythologies, which is probably the worst game I ever played, to buy it now for $30 free shipping. So that works out to like they marked it up 177%.
Jesus Christ.
Now another newer one, the Spider-Man game for new Spider-Man game for PS4, the Marvel collector's Spider-Man. Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Go on eBay right now. You can buy it now, $2.99 free shipping, and it in the wrap, pictures, all that good stuff.
Wait, the system or the game?
The game, the collector's edition.
Oh, okay.
Game. Yeah. I don't, and I didn't look up what it was when it came out. I imagine it was probably $200, somewhere in there. They have it at this store for $500. Is it 500? 400. We'll go with 500 because it was $499.99.
Yeah.
33% increase. And any of like most of your new PS2 games that are used at like a secondhand shop, they're going to be about $299 unless they're, whatever. And most of their PS2 titles were at least $12.99, if not $24. Like I was looking for Tony Hawk's Underground.
Yeah,
$23.99 for Tony Hawk's Underground. The game is 15 years old. And the thing is, and if you look, I had to look at their reviews, Facebook reviews.
I was just going to say.
I mean, if you look at them, it's everybody says like this store is insane prices. The first time I went there was over a year ago. How are they selling? How are you? Unless it's just people that don't know what they're doing, which would have to be.
You have parents going in buying stuff for their kids or grandparents going in. Like they'll pay those prices because they don't know any better.
Yeah,
they don't.
When
we worked at GameStop. You know for damn sure, like, parents were coming in like, yes, I need the game with the fish. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, the one with
the
fish.
I got that right here. Grand Theft Auto, probably.
Yeah. And then you try to tell them that the game with the fish is rated M, and they're like, that's okay. And then they come back a week later, and then they're like, my son saw boobs.
Yeah, it's like, so this game has, you shoot cops, you run over pedestrians, you get hookers, do drugs. Is there any boobs in it?
Yes, there's boobs in it.
Oh, no, no way. Not a chance. I don't want my son looking at boobs.
So, you're okay with him killing hookers and running over police officers? And?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. He just drives the car around. He just drives. He doesn't do anything.
Funny side story about GTA. I was in high school, I think. My dad was working, this is before he retired, so he was working at EPA, and he would get so frustrated. He was a boiler operator, so he would go in and he would get like all just, it's super hot in there, super exhausted, and then super frustrated with all these boilers. He would come home, and I had the GTA 3 for the PS2, and I had all the codes for like the helicopters and all the guns and all the ammo, and my dad would come home, he would go, "Son, put in the game." And I'm like, put okay, yeah, I knew what he was saying. And then he goes, "Son, put in your codes." I'm like, put okay. So he takes a helicopter with a sniper rifle, goes on top of the building, and just starts shooting pedestrians.
Like, oh my god, Dad! Yeah. That's how you do it, though. That's the proper way to handle a violent video game, right there. That's perfect.
Yeah, he knew what it was. Like back when we were younger, parents were like, "That's whatever, man."
Right. And Mortal Kombat 2 was, like, yeah. For me, that was the first...
We were scared of our parents back then. Like, my parents would, like...
were not spoken, my friend.
They would come into my room with a... Like, have you ever had your parents do the belt thing where they would thwap the belt?
Yeah. I only ever got it once, though. I will say that
I only got it a couple times, but it was a scary thing. It was like, yeah, that thing.
Now that has a different...
My mom hit me with a fly swatter once. The air comes right through that thing.
not bad. So,
yeah, off topic for a second. But that's
we'll rein it right back in. So let's talk some more shit, right? So I'm looking at this review, and we got this guy here. He says, "Prices are nuts. Every single item is double or close to triple what you'd expect to pay. I would happily list several examples, but it's literally every item in the store." And there's a guy... no picture on his Facebook, and is just like defending this store, just like tooth and nail defending this store. And all at the very bottom of the thread, somebody posts a screenshot of a conversation that in this random person has this paragraph long defending it from, you know, a couple days ago, says, "My name is Barry and I'm the store manager." So they have a fake Facebook to go into the reviews and defend this store.
Wow. If you need to low-key defend your store, that should be a red flag.
It's going to be a shit-talking sandwich, okay? I'm going to say I said it was incredible. I drag it through the mud a little bit and laugh at it, and then I'm going to compliment it again, and then I'm going to talk more shit. So it's like
you take two pieces of sandwiches, don't close it, and they're both covered with shit.
Yeah.
Two pieces of bread. Two shit bread.
Sandwich, yeah. And then they try to sell it to you for $500.
Yeah.
So they have every game is buy two.
It's the collector's edition shit sandwich.
Collector's edition shit sandwich. You didn't talk to me about the prices. Had you talked to me, we could have negotiated a price. Like, I don't want to do that every single time I go into a store.
Yeah. This isn't like a flea market. Like, I'm not bartering with you or bartering with you.
Well, the thing is, and I remember, and Sarah will vouch for it. I started looking at the prices, and I was so angry. I didn't even try. I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I can't believe that they're actually trying to charge that much. So they have, and the thing is that they always go to this. It's always buy two, get one free. Always buy two, get one free.
On everything?
On every used game on the floor. So it's like, okay. On the floor is like the normal stuff, and in the cases is like, the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Which again, if you're spending, I want Tony Hawk's Underground $24, and then I want Madden 2012 $6. Like, that's not, and then I get a free $6 game. I'm still spending $30.
Yeah.
For something that you can get for $10 on eBay. The thing is that, you know, all their games are in good cases. It's not like GameStop where they make a generic case. They have. It's very nice. And that's what they say. The thing is like, oh, well, you get to have it in your hands before you buy it. And I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, I'd rather just play it.
Yeah.
And have like a decent copy that works, because I'm not a hardcore collector. A lot of my most expensive games are in damaged cases because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And then on my way out, as I was just blind with white rage, they have actual gaming area where you can pay money to play a game. Now I'm going to have you guess how much 1 hour costs.
Okay. So to preface this, I worked at a movie theater where they had one of these gaming arenas, and I know how much we charged for an hour.
Okay.
We charged,
so this could backfire on me.
We charged $10 an hour.
Okay, this won't backfire me. I mean, that was more than that.
Okay. And we had, like, top-of-the-line Alienware computers. At the time, it was only PS3 and Xbox 360, but we had that. We had, like, a little stage built where you can play, like, Guitar Hero and Rock Band on this big projector screen. So, mm-hmm. like, we had all these nice games and all this nice equipment at $10 an hour. So, that being said, how much was theirs an hour?
$20 an hour.
Oh.
And then after your first hour, it's $5 an hour. So let me get this straight. I got to travel to your store. Now, okay, so, well, let me, I just thought of something. It is kind of cool that if you want to play something, you can.
Yeah.
Is it worth, I'd rather drive down the road, go to Disc Replay, buy the game for $2, drive home, spend $3 in gas, save money, own the game, and play at home where I have snacks. Where I have snacks. And soda pops. Love it.
Snacks and soda pops.
Soda pops.
Yeah, I can't talk.
Snacks and soda pops. I should have brought water down. I didn't know I was going to do this much talking.
Got my water.
Who knew?
There you go.
We could, yeah. So overall, I want to, you know, the Google reviews say it all. It is massively impressive store. I don't understand how they are still there. I don't understand how they have, I mean, we're talking like Lunar, Silver Story on the Sega CD, brand new in the packaging. I mean, that blows my mind that they have that. Because that's, is an extreme, like, Sega CD, which I have, like, who has, no one has that. Nobody has that. Nobody will ever again. Fake Facebook account, $20 an hour. Are you kidding me, guys? You kidding me? So that's that. That's it. I'll go there to look. Oh, man, it's beautiful.
So how many out of 5 fucks would you give it?
Oh, man, probably 0.
Zero
well, maybe
fucks.
One. Maybe one fuck, because it's cool to go look at games, like stuff you've never seen in person.
Yeah.
But if you also, basically what they're going to do is they're going to walk in and they're going to say, hey, how you doing? First, I have to fist you before you can walk in, because that's what you're going to feel like. I'm going to work your mouth like a puppet, and then you can look around. It's $30 a minute to look around, and then a $20, $200 deposit to park leaves a weird taste in my mouth. Not bad, weird. Because it was just beautiful in there, but I hate them forever.
it was beautiful in there, but I hate them.
It was, well, it is, you know, it is a lot like, you know, the first time you have sex. It's, I'll say that. Like, it was cool, but like, you're like, it's
it
not
leaves
supposed
to
go
much
like that.
To be desired.
It leaves much to be desired. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. So I think that done with that.
Well,
next topic.
That's the first of many crash rants.
Cramps. I like that. That's the thing we should do. I do have
my cat's meowing too.
Oh yeah, little bubby over there meowing.
A little booger.
I do have, because we can move on to talking about some current games.
Yeah,
but I do have some stuff here that I'd like to show off.
Yeah, show off for the visual audience. We'll kind of explain it and put some pictures up for this episode.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is a PS1 JRPG, probably my second favorite game ever. It's called Suikoden 2. And let me try to make sure that I don't got any glare on here. Let me bring this up.
Ooh, I've actually never played that.
So this game is available, most importantly, it's available on the PlayStation Network for $5 or $10. It is
on what? Can you get it on PS4?
You can't get it on PS4. Hmm. I don't think. But you can get it on your Vita, because I know y'all play in Vita still. And this game I bought on eBay for $120. On good accident, condition. It is not. I got a crack. The bottom of the case where the hinge is broke.
Is what you call a CD case.
That is a CD case. Now, a CD case is a compact disc. It's a circular device that you cannot eat.
It's kind of modeled after the Blu-ray.
The modern day Blu-ray. Except, so this is a very classic turn-based JRPG. The only thing is you get six characters to issue commands to at a time. And the main story, it will fuck you up. That's all I'll say. I mean, it is...
Is it turn-based or...
Yes. But it's really cool because you issue the commands and then the battle kind of happens. So you'll issue... And you can even auto-battle. So as you level up, it's not the most challenging game, but as you level up...
If the story fucks you up...
The story will fuck you.
It'll fuck you.
It's really good.
Should fuck that follow button.
Fuck that follow button. I don't think anybody saw that. That was... I should have... Did I save that? I didn't save that.
I don't know, but it's on your story. It's still on your story.
Is it? It shouldn't be.
You should fuck that follow button.
No, I thought I saved it. I really should have. That's probably my favorite game, because most JRPGs, if not all of them, are about, like, if you do not do the thing, the world will end. What are your dreams, Sora, whatever? You know, it's like this world-ending event that if you don't do everything and whatever, then everybody dies and everybody hates you.
Yeah.
But with this game, it's about two armies that are raging war.
Yeah.
Waging war against each other.
I mean, they probably are raging.
They're
angry.
They're waging war against each other.
Waging war.
So really, the two main characters are best friends, and they end up on opposite sides. And that's just, it just goes from there. It is next level goodness, and I can't recommend it enough. Speaking of physical games, there is, and this is, of course, I have to preface it with, we are not sponsored by this company. But this is absolutely going to be like an endorsement for them. Limited Run Games. Have you heard of them?
No, maybe.
And I don't actually have any Limited Run Games here. Okay, so anyways, there are a few companies. Limited Run does it. I Am 8-Bit does it, where they will take down digital games only, and then will release them physically. I just got Rain World. I posted that on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I played it. I don't really like it, but I have a physical copy of it. Typically is $30. And it takes them like 2 months to get it to you, because they pretty much do pre-orders. They make as many as they need, and then they ship them out. Mm-hmm. So I got Rainworld. They just announced Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, getting a physical limited run. This is not Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, but the stretch goal retro-style game that was funded because of the Ritual of the Night Kickstarter, just in case there was any confusion. Now, that is a Facebook post that they did. So that game, I don't know if you played that. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal game.
Well, I have not.
8-bit Castlevania. It's Bloodstained. The creator of Symphony of the Night got the Kickstarter to make Bloodstained. Oh, okay. And they made like $1 billion.
Yeah, $1 billion.
So I have a couple of these limited release games. That Hyper Light Drifter?
I have that somewhere, but I haven't played it yet.
This game is incredible.
Yeah. I think you I have that it. On my... It's on PS... I think I have the digital... I think free this one was, month.
This was the only... it was released... 8-bit... I Am 8-bit did this release of it. This is... I mean, it has an entire... It's got the map. They do really, really good work if you're a fan of physical releases like I am. It has a full colored, for the listeners, the booklet. Yeah, booklet. Full booklet. What was that?
I don't know. I came a little bit or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. I like that. Yeah. And then Amazon did a release of Gravity Rush Remaster.
Nice.
Yeah. This was. I actually got this at Disc Replay's games, like $60 on eBay, and Disc Replay had it for like 42 or something like that. It is a great game.
Does Disc Replay have, like, are there games in good condition for the most part?
I would say overall, I mean, I go there almost once or twice a week. If I'm off, and I work midnight, so typically on my day off, I get up at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. Sarah's at work, so I go and go up to the game store, and again, they leave you alone for the most part. They're not going to really talk to you. They're not going to meet you at the door and ask if they can shine your shoes and if you want to release and pre-order a magazine and all that bullshit.
I wonder what place would do that.
I don't know. A place in motherfuckers. Anyways, I just picked up Manhunt. I know I was telling you about this.
oh man.
So we got Manhunt here. Just kind of a worn case, not damaged at all, booklet in there. And that's all I really want. Honestly, if the case is kind of jacked up, if the manual is a little mangled, I'll still buy it. I'll still get it. Although the manual is not a hard limit, it is a soft limit. Sometimes I absolutely have to have the booklet. Other times I don't. We're going to move along here.
I much prefer the booklet. When I get
absolutely.
It. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
It's kind of, there was a point where it was kind of like a deal breaker if it didn't have it. Or the original case. That was a big thing for me for a while. The original case.
Absolutely have to have the original case. Unless.
Yeah. Or a, not necessarily the original case for that particular disc, but an actual case, not pre-made printed case.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I have, the only exception was I accidentally bought Xenoblade Chronicles for the 3DS cart only.
Yeah.
It was a complete accident because what they like to do is they'll post a picture of the cover art and then in like really fine lettering say, game only, no case. So I was able to, it's actually, and this is why I do still like GameStop. I bought that and I was actually at a GameStop when I was notified that they accepted my offer.
Yeah.
And they had Xenoblade, they had the case for it. And I was like, hey, you know, let me get this case. And they were like, you know what? We don't actually have that game, so you can absolutely have the case. I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah. So in a situation like that, I'll be okay getting just the game.
I feel like GameStop is one of those companies where it really depends on which store you go to.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've been to stores where everybody, like I've worked at stores where everybody's just the most uptight, like Dana. I mean, I love Dana, but she's like business, strictly business, business always. And then you go to like, you went to the one in the mall and they're just like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Like, you could kill somebody in front of me. I don't care.
They're like, home? Like, do I get to go home now? Is this? Yeah. So that sucks about Super Game Time. It's awesome that you got all those cool games. I am excited to come see your collection at some point.
eBay, anytime. Oh, I got one more. I got one more real quick.
Hit it.
This is the Fire Emblem Fates. Fire Emblem Fates had two different versions come out that was like really controversial that people were like, which one do I buy? But basically the same game. Well, the collector's edition came with both. It also came with a lot more shit that I didn't get with it. But I only got this one for $80. And it has both versions and the DLC on it, which I think this goes for like maybe like $120. But if you get the whole, you know, with the box and the artwork and the probably like the mouse pad with titties on it, like they like to do, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, titty mouse pad. I know what you're talking about.
You can't have sex with that. You need that. You're not gonna tell me what to do.
You ain't gonna tell me what to do.
So that's like $250 if you have that other stuff, but unfortunately I just got the
No titty mouse pad. So,
and then these boys. Bam.
What is that?
Some PSP titles. Oh yeah.
Wise, Disgaea.
We got Tactics, Ogre, Let Us Cling Together. I never played that, heard it was great. Jeanne d'Arc, which is loosely based off of Joan of Arc. Strategy, grid-based RPG, Final Fantasy Tactics, grid-based RPG, Disgaea, Afternoon of Darkness, arguably the worst title of any game I've ever... Afternoon of Darkness?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe... It's the morning of Overcast. and then Ease, which is a game series that is extremely popular, but you don't know about it. they have so many of these, and they're all okay. Ease 8, I know, I think I've talked to you about that a couple times.
Yeah.
That came out on the Switch and on the PS4 and on the Vita. I beat that game, and man, that was phenomenal.
Dope. You have way more shit than I do, so.
Hey, it's my thing, you know.
Yep.
You bang a bunch of bitches. You're big old big dick player. I got video games. That's what I got.
I'm Rick Dick. Big old Rick Dick.
Big old Rick Dick. Hell yeah.
So that being said, well, let's move it along. We got a couple more topics before the end.
What do you mean we're not talking about my video game collection for 2 hours?
That's what I mean. That's okay. What I'm saying to you.
Now it's your
get,
turn.
I couldn't
now,
get.
Now I get to pick your brain and challenge you about Anthem.
Challenge me? Is there like going to be a quiz? Questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
About how
are they multiple choice?
Two choices. Yes or maybe.
Yes, definitely.
Have you been bricked?
No.
Have you experienced any bricks?
No.
Rick brick.
Rick brick, no. No bricks.
So give me your, you know, I've, just for, so people know where I'm coming from, I played the demo. And we played
the demo together.
We played the demo together. And yeah. So you kind of know how I feel about it. But you've spent significantly more time. What do you think about it? Do you think that, you know, this kind of stuff is justified? Do you think it's going to get better? And is it okay that it's going to take time to get better? What do we got here?
So I'm gonna start off with addressing the brick stuff that everybody keeps talking about. I have not experienced it. I know a lot of people have experienced it. Or I don't know if they've experienced the brick. I read an article or a Reddit post or a forum where people were saying that it's not actually bricking the system. It's just the system is overheating and running out of memory. So it shuts down. And therefore, the system then restarts and it says, oh, your machine was shut down. You know, the whole error. It's like it wasn't shut down correctly, restoring whatever data. But apparently it's doing that sort of stuff, and there is a fix for it. I didn't read too much into it and what it was, but it's not, as far as I know, that it's not bricking the systems. I mean, don't get me wrong. There might be some systems that do brick, and they might have different issues with them, but from what I can tell, it's not the game. And from what I could tell, it's only really happening to non-pro models. So the original.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is a demanding game,
right?
And I'm wondering why it's happening to PS4 models, and I'm wondering if it's the system itself.
Yeah, because if you think about Xbox One, it is a lot bigger, so it does have a lot more airflow.
Yeah.
Like the Pro, it's a little bit bigger. I think they made it to be more to have more airflow, but. As far as the game goes, the actual gameplay, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, it's not the best game in the world. They're definitely overhyping it, but the way I think of it is Destiny meets futuristic Division.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you know,
it did feel like heavy Destiny influence. So. Yeah,
and where I get the Division from it is, you know, missions, killing people, dropping, picking up loot. Different tier loot, different tier weapons, armor, there's different abilities you can get. The loot system is kind of like a lot of the other games. You have different color tiers. You have, you know, white, green, blue, red, yellow, or purple, yellow. There's a cool mechanic in the game that I thoroughly enjoy. It's called the combo system. And I'm sure you've experienced
that
primers and detonators. So each one of your abilities, or most abilities, there are some that don't have it, but some abilities are primers, which think of a frost grenade or a cryo grenade. It hits an enemy, they freeze. That is the primer. It sets up for a detonate. And a detonator can be like a missile, that it hits that primer, and then it does a combo. It does a shit ton of damage. Explodes things. So there's a lot of different combos and stuff you can do with that. We usually typically try to run, we find it's fun to do one person have all primers, or two people have all primers, two people have all detonators, so you don't have to worry about, oh, did I use my primer? You can just spam your abilities when you see the little primer thing above the enemy's head. Boom,
right,
done.
Yeah. No, that's kind of cool. It just, it makes me wonder, I mean, 6 years they spent on this game.
Yeah, they could have.
It's like my taxes. What are you doing with this? What are you doing with it?
What are you doing?
And you want more?
I mean, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I hope, and the reason that I just couldn't commit to it was number one, and the biggest issue that I'm going to have is I don't really like looters. I don't like anything like bullet spongy. I just can't do it. So, but the thing is that, you know, when you get your friends together, and I'm lucky enough to have them, a lot of people fortunately aren't, it makes it a lot more fun because we're really just, we're just a fun squad. You know, we're kind of a fun squad. So anything we do is going to be fun. I mean, we could play Duke Nukem Forever and have a ball.
I love Duke Nukem Forever.
But, you know, the thing is, I don't think the negative criticism or just the criticism in general is unjust.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that out of the gate, as soon as that footage, they compared the E3 footage to the demo footage, they were dead set on making it look bad, complaining about it, you know, and being like, haha, I was right.
You're going to have those people for everything.
Right.
No matter what it is. You're going to have haters. I mean, not saying like haters, like, well, you be hating, but you're going to have people, you be hating.
No, trust me. I am a hater. I am a hater. Very proud of it. And, but I, you know, I just see so many. All I did Anthem news and just like, Anthem players are realizing they can take their armor off and they do more damage. Removing gear makes you more powerful from PC gaming. Organizing a blackout protest to continuing loot issues. So it's like they have to act quick. I guess that's the only thing is like BioWare needs to like figure out what's going on.
They
and fix it.
Yeah,
quickly. Because there's not much keeping me from buying it to play with you guys. Really, there isn't. The more negative I see,
yeah,
the more I'm just like, man, I just want to wait.
When I play it, I can see the negative. I can see the negative stuff in it. But for me, a game, if I get to play a game with three other friends and have fun doing it, whatever I'm doing, it's worth it to me.
Right.
Like, even if I have to spend 600 clips shooting down one enemy, I get to tell Alex he's an asshat for picking up this, or I get to yell at people.
Clips are what civvies do use in their hair. This is a magazine. Are you muted? Are you muted?
No. Oh. I was staring at you.
You're just not laughing at my joke, because you... what's her name? On Apex? Bubble the Deer? Bangalore.
Bubble the Deer.
Bangle the Deer. Bangle the Deer. Bangalore. That's what she says. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
She says that when you select her, she goes, clips are what civvies use in their hair. Civvies use in their hair. This is a magazine.
Oh. I only play Lifeline, really, so I always go, here's your birthday present.
Here's your birthday present.
Here's your birthday present.
What a fantastic game. Now, that's right. How you do it. You know, and I saw an article. the map leaked for Apex. Did you read that?
For the new map?
No. The original, the game leaked a year ago.
I did
The game, the map leaked a year ago, the actual map, and they were like, they saw it, and it only got like 12 retweets, and nobody looked at it. I'm like, they kept it under wraps, and
yeah.
That's dope.
We might as well just, segue into our Apex talk.
It's because the thing is, and this is unfortunately, we're behind the eight ball. I think that's the right term. We're behind the eight ball on Anthem because it's all kind of already been discussed and everybody knows. Yeah. And overall, what's most important, and this goes with like everything that I do, is like, if you do you enjoy it, does it make you happy?
Yeah.
If Anthem makes you happy, play Anthem. You don't really have to care what other people think as long as you're having fun. I mean, shit, there are so many games that I really enjoy that I own that are just garbage.
But you have fun with them.
But you have fun. Operation Raccoon City is not a bad game. It's a bad game, but it's my bad game.
It's
and
fun.
I am fun with
it's
it.
Fun for you.
It's fun for me.
I got you. I got you, baby.
So Apex. What's the dish?
What's the dish? I mean, what is there to say about it that people don't already mostly know? Like how phenomenal it is? Like how it hit the ground running and hasn't stopped?
How Fortnite's already ripping it off?
Yeah, Fortnite's already ripping it off with the ping system.
Now, here's the thing, though. Now, what I'm seeing is, and it's kind of concerning to me. There's a YouTuber I watch that I don't actually know his name, but he was talking about that. Are we going to start seeing things like this? Are we going to start? Because this actually gives steam to the Battle Royale like genre that everybody's already kind of getting sick of. I mean, it's the biggest meme on the in the gaming internet, at least, of like what's the fucking joke that they make of like a Dark Souls Battle Royale, which I actually think they were talking about doing. Fuck. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's like the game dropped overnight. It's hugely successful, has 50 million active players, and is probably making just truckloads of cash. I mean, we're going to start seeing stuff like that. It's bringing us further away from that first or that one single player experience that everybody's been kind of asking for. But yet when something like this happens, I mean, I'm just as guilty. And I play in this more than I was playing. What else did I buy recently? I don't even know what I bought recently. Manhunt. Manhunt.
Kingdom Hearts.
Why isn't there a Manhunt world in Kingdom Hearts?
Why isn't there a Manhunt Battle Royal?
Fuck. I quit. Oh, there's my cat. Hi, cat. Time to go. Oh, there she is.
There she is. But yeah, it's giving a lot of steam to, like you said, thing like a game that people are getting sick of. It's not doing anything to revolutionize the game. But when you have a game that is the same as other games, and it just does it so much better than the other games, it's going to stand out. It's going to revitalize that style. Mm-hmm. Like Call of Duty. Before Call of Duty, there was like Medal of Honor. There were like all these other first person Killzone.
SOCOM.
But I think, was SOCOM first person or third person?
It was, you could do either. You could play, you could change your camera view. But it was, the soul was a third person. But I mean, like, as far as big, and then Halo, which is a big multiplayer game, is kind of what I was getting at.
But like, Call of Duty didn't do much. I mean, sure, they've added different features to, you know, games after the first one, but like, it just brought new life into the genre, which is fantastic. And I don't see Apex slowing down at all. See them making it just straight up to the stars, adding new legends, more maps. I don't see EA doing anything crazy. Like, Fortnite went from this... I mean, the concept for Fortnite was fucking great. Battle Royale.
You mean,
building.
Real quick, though, you mean Epic? He said EA.
Well, I was going to start with Apex. And then I just, switch over.
Okay, sorry. But
you're good. But Fortnite, the thought for Fortnite was great. Like, it had all this cool stuff. But then once other things started coming out, like, what was the Realm Royal?
Realm Royal.
Blackout.
PUBG.
PUBG was the first one. But then Fortnite came with the building aspect. People were like, oh, that's kind of awesome. Let's jump on this bandwagon. And Apex didn't... I don't think Apex is going to do anything like Fortnite did. Fortnite is like, we have to add all this crazy shit for people to come back. It's the same thing over and over. We have to add planes. We have to add snowmobiles. We have to add cars. We have to add this. And then, you know, people are still like,
right,
what's Apex? You know what I mean? Let's play Apex.
Let's go to that.
The only person that plays Fortnite is Ninja still.
Yeah. Yeah. And even he apparently isn't doing too well, from what I understand. For me,
not that I could do any better.
No, I agree.
I'm terrible at Fortnite. But that's another thing. Like, those people who are not very good at Fortnite and are like, man, first-person shooters, but crap, I'm no good at Blackout. Blackout is way too hardcore for me. They're two extremes. Apex is like that middle ground. Like, I can just jump in, flail my arms around and shoot and just fucking go crazy, and I'll get maybe a knockdown. But I have fun. You know what I mean?
And that's what, like, what really hooked me is just the shooting, the controls, the shooting, the movement.
Yeah. And the fact
that's why I love Pathfinder so much, because the movement is just so much better.
So fluid.
So fluid. It's so great.
And it's another thing about it is it's based off the Titanfall engine. which yeah. Titanfall is so much fun in its own. Like, I'm so mad that Titanfall 2 didn't do as well as it should have.
And that was a phenomenal. I played the shit out of that. I agree completely. It's like the Terminator in the lava pit. And it's like it's gone, but then he's got the thumbs up.
He's got that little red eye that goes out.
Except in this version, he climbs back out and he becomes Apex and it is just like.
I hear that they saw in the code that like for Titan skins.
I heard that too. I actually before we hopped on here, they released a news article on IGN, which, trust me, I know IGN is what it is, but I'm still subscribed to them on Facebook, so I see what they have. That there was the new legend was leaked, and then 2 hours later they came out and said, no, that's not who it is. And they said there's a ton of stuff in the code of this game. EA Respawn came out and they actually said there's a ton of stuff in our code left over from everything. And he's like, you can dig all day, but there might not necessarily be everything that's in there might not actually be a part of what we're doing.
So they're kind of just like, oh shit, we forgot to take this code out when we imported it from Titanfall. Or
right. Yeah. So there's like a bunch of stuff that is in the code and looks like it might be something, but it actually isn't. It's just,
so that makes sense.
It's kind of cool. I mean, that's what I would do. Now we don't know we don't know if we're human or if we're Dancer. There's no way to know.
Nope. No way. So yeah, overall, I think we both are digging Apex.
Hell yeah.
So I think we can move on to our, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and Valkyrie Profile for the PSP, because that's what I've been playing. And it's dope. Man.
Valkyrie Profile.
God, Valkyrie.
We'll hop out to our last couple topics here. I think you got one more topic for me, right? Because I know you talked about your extensive collection.
Oh, yeah.
You got one more thing for me?
There's been a game that you've been playing called Breach that I hear you're pretty fond of. I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So Breach is in early access. It is a... I don't even know what type of genre to even put this in. It PvP, PvE, I mean, you can do both. I'll kind of explain what it is. But it's on Steam right now for $10. Great deal. You get the early access game. It's early access, so it's still a little fleshed out. You know, early access, just like Fortnite is.
Is it still? Are they finally? Yeah.
Every time it loads, it still says early access in the corner.
We make billions on this. So it's early access.
Still though. In early access.
Keep it calm, guys.
So, I'll explain how each match works, then you can kind of figure out how you want to classify it. So you can play, there's two teams, the Heroes and the Veil Demon. The Heroes are a team of four, whether they're PV or AI or, you know, four people together. And the Heroes, they'll go room to room, and in every, I don't even know how many rooms there are, I didn't count. But you'll go from room to room, and in each room you have to complete an objective. And these objectives can range from killing all the enemies, escorting a item from point A to point B in that room while enemies keep spawning. And the whole time you're trying to do these objectives, enemies will keep spawning. You'll have to kill the enemies and complete the objective. And then there's other ones that are like pick up all these little items, bring them back to this one spot. But every time the Heroes complete a room or win that room within the time limit, they get a power-up, essentially. You get to choose one of three things for your character. You can get a passive. I believe they're mostly passives. One will be like, when you roll, you get extra attack speed. Or when you dodge, you get extra attack speed. Or when you do this, you get this kind of thing. So you're buffing up your character to get to the end to fight the boss. And the Veil Demon has to try to stop you. And every room you win, you get a point. Every room you lose, you don't get a point. And there's like a little ticker at the top, you know, 5-4 or whatever. And if the Veil Demon stops you from winning that room, they win that and they get a point. The cool thing about it is the Veil Demon has a lot of different things. They're this little ball of light that can like zip around the room, take over enemies and attack you with the enemy, like take over the, the big enemies. They can also spawn elites in each room. They spawn these little traps that can hurt you, walls that can stop you, like cages. So
is it almost like a MOBA where they send waves at you?
Kind of. It's a third person, I want to say dungeon crawler, but like PvP dungeon crawler.
Yeah, like it's a like third person action, but you're going through a dungeon while it sends like just the enemy sends waves at you. It's one person controlling all of them, and then they send waves at you, and then you got to get through. So I guess I was just saying like you're going against one person, but also AI.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like they're gonna spawn enemies that are gonna be AI. It's not four. It's just one person's kind of the dungeon master while you go through the dungeon.
Yeah. But as the dungeon master, they can take over. They can spawn, like one of their abilities can be spawn this elite monster, which will fight on its own, but you can still float around as your little ball and place traps, place walls, do these little damaging area of effects, but also you can take over that elite monster and use its attacks, like hit
right.
a melee attack with it.
And so that's cool. That'll keep you engaged if you're playing that role.
And to win, like if you're the heroes, you have to get through all the rooms and beat the boss. Simple enough. Winning the rooms just helps you get prepared to do that. And the Veil Demon is super easy to win. You just kill all the heroes before the boss battle or during the boss battle.
Hell yeah.
And there's different classes. There's like a support, damage, tank, healer. And the Veil Demon has different monsters that it can spawn, and it's very self-explanatory. It's a very simple concept. It's just a lot of fun. And when you have a lot of friends playing it, you know, it's kind of like you're doing a dungeon in an MMORPG, you know, fighting a raid boss.
So it's like all kinds of different goods.
Yeah.
All kinds of different stuff mixed in with it.
Yep. Hmm. But the raid boss is, you know, a person, an actual player. And as you level up, you get like coins and stuff. You can get new abilities for your people. Get new people. Huh. It's fun. It's really fun. You guys should check it out. It is called Breach. It is on Steam right now for $10, like I said. And me and Crash will be doing some streams here and there. You should follow us each individually on Twitch to catch that. I might be doing some Breach streaming here every once in a while. But yeah.
What's your Twitch channel called there, Cash?
Twitch.tv/Kazmik, KAZMIIK. Two eyes, just like my face.
Got him.
What is yours? I'm sure it's right above your head.
Crash fist fight. Boom. Right there.
Boom. Twitch.tv/Pornhub/CrashFistFight.
Twitch.tv/Pornhub/CrashFistFight.
Nope.
No?
No.
Okay.
Or yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And then you're here. If you're listening to us again on audio, you can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/theautosavepodcast. We're going to try to go live every time we do a stream or every time we do an audio. So you can catch us live and then hear us on the road if you miss anything in the stream.
Absolutely. Find his Instagram account. Follow his Instagram account. Kazmik at Instagram. I'm bad at that. I don't know. What does Instagram do?
At Kazmik.
At Kazmik?
Yep. And you're at Chris.
Chris Fisfim.
Episode saves up zeros.
Yep.
Crash Fist Fight Live.
CrashFistFightLive.instagram.edu.
/org.
.gov.
Urkel.
Oh, do you know this at time of recording, it's about to be 2 a.m., and yep. March 13th, and it's Wednesday, my dudes. R.I.P. Vine.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Vine.
It looks like you have one more topic that you want to talk about.
Which one?
Bloodstain? Or did you already talk about that?
I did. I threw that in there already.
Okay.
But Bloodstained is going to be receiving... I'll just do it again. Why not? Limited Run Games is going to be doing a limited run of Bloodstained Ritual of the Night for PS4, PS Vita, which if you're a Vita fan like I am, that's pretty much going to be the only way you're going to be able to get Vita games until they decide to stop doing them, and then the Switch as well. So I would highly recommend it. It's like they do every game for like $30. The only thing is is you gotta wait like 2.5-3 months. Like I ordered Celeste, I have Celeste coming to me for the PS4, and I ordered it in November, I think. Ooh. But I just got my Rain World, so I shouldn't be too far behind with Celeste.
Dope, ski son.
Just buy it. Just support them, because otherwise you're going to have to go to a video game store that's going to laugh at you, and they're going to fist you when you walk in the door.
And then you don't want that.
You didn't ask us about the price.
With brass knuckles.
With brass knuckles. I mean, they're going to use coconut oil, which is nice.
But it burns.
But it burns.
Yeah, it burns your booty butts.
External use only.
Burns your penis.
Burns your penis. And I'm all out of penises.
All right, man. Let's close this out. We'll catch you guys later. This has been the very first save 000 of the Autosave Podcast. I have been Cosmic, and this is my boy.
Oh, let's try that again. Run it back. Let's try that again. I'm going to do my own, though.
Okay.
We didn't plan that.
Okay. Thank you guys for watching and listening. This has been episode/save 000 of the Autosave Podcast. I have been Cosmic.
And I'm still Crash Fistfight.
And remember, this podcast supports an autosave feature. Please do not turn off your device when you see the autosave icon. Bye.
See
you.